On today's show, Tesla reveals a new product, but it's not a car. Honda unveils a new IndyCar aero kit for oval courses. And we need your help identifying this model. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 1st, 2015. I'm Drew Winter from Ward's Auto sitting in today, and I'll have news at the end of today's show about a big event coming up, so stay tuned for that. But right now, here's today's news. Yesterday, Tesla took another step towards being more than just a car maker. The company revealed its wall-mounted battery storage system for homes or businesses. Called Powerwall, it charges using electricity created from solar panels, or it charges when utility rates are low. It can then power your home or business when rates are high, and it even comes on automatically if there's an outage. Tesla says it doesn't require any maintenance, and you can install multiple batteries together to boost your energy storage. Two batteries are available, a 10 kilowatt hour unit that costs $3,500 and a 7 kilowatt hour model for $3,000. General Motors announced a huge manufacturing investment yesterday. The company is spending $5.4 billion over the next 3 years to improve plants around the U.S. About $780 million of that will go towards upgrades at two facilities in Michigan. GM said it would provide details of the rest of the investment over the next few months. Global car sales were up slightly in the first quarter. According to Ward's Auto data, automakers sold about 21.8 million vehicles, including commercial trucks, a gain of 1% compared to a year ago. North America and Europe both saw sales go up in the first 3 months of the year. Sales dipped slightly in Asia, but South America recorded a big drop of 16%. And we'll be right back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Chevy has been pretty dominant so far this year in IndyCar, but Honda is looking to step back into the winner's circle as it introduces its new Super Speedway Aero Kit. As you can see, it's a little less, shall we say, dramatic than the kit it uses for road courses, but it really allows drivers to maximize the performance of its V6 engine around large oval tracks. It will first be used for the Indy 500 on May 24th. And speaking of the 500, NASCAR driver Jeff Gordon will pilot the pace car for the race. He'll be behind the wheel of a Corvette Z06 leading the field to the green flag and then hopping his NASCAR wheels to race in the Coca-Cola 600 later that same day in Charlotte. Well, we once again need your help identifying a car. Autoline viewer Felix snapped photos of this Packard, but he is not sure which model it is. Now, normally seeing a Packard is not all that big of a deal, but this one was spotted across the pond in England. One distinguishing feature is the name Ultramatic written down the side. As I'm sure some of you know, Ultramatic was the name Buick gave to a transmission it produced between the late 40s and mid-50s to fight against Cadillac's popular Hydromatic. If you think you know what model Packard this is, just leave your answer in the comments section below or send an email to viewermail@autoline.tv. Coming up next, a look at how being charitable helps an automaker keep its best employees. The auto industry donates millions of dollars to charities every year. But what kind of return does a company get from being philanthropic? Autoline is joined by the heads of the charitable arms of GM, Ford, and Nissan, and here's what they had to say.
Well, you know, Ford is more than 100 years old, and this is not something new for us. Henry Ford started with community engagement 100 years ago. Our executive chairman, Bill Ford, says, a good company makes great products and services, a great company makes great products and services, and makes the world a better place. It's about innovative solutions. It's about supporting communities. Ford Fund, the philanthropic arm, was started in 1949, where the company goes, we go. And now as a global company, we recognize how important it is to invest in communities where we go and where we have operations throughout the world.
Greg, same question, and especially because General Motors has been under, you know, so much pressure for shareholder value and all these things.
Yeah, and I don't think we should make apologies of it. The more research we see, customers are predisposed to want to do business with a company that they feel shares their values. When we look at our employee surveys, Workplace of Choice, employees want to be proud of the company that they work for. So this is really good for the bottom line. It brings new customers in, and it retains some of our best employees.
David, same question.
Yeah, I think Greg nailed it. I mean, you certainly have customers, people in your communities that that you want to endorse your brand and buy your products. But from an employee standpoint, so much of what we do is about enriching the lives of our employees and the communities where we're at. And so this gives us an opportunity to do that. We put our money in the communities where we have operations, where we have big employee populations. And our surveys come back and tell us the exact same thing. Employees feel so much better about working for companies who they know are doing good things in the community.
As always, you can watch the entire episode right now on Autoline.tv. And just a word at an upcoming event before we go today. If you're involved with vehicle interiors, you don't want to miss our Ward's Auto Interiors Conference on May 13th at Detroit's newly renovated Cobo Center. We've got a great roster of speakers, including our keynotes, Maury Callum of Ford and Mark Gerard of BMW's Design Works. You'll get a chance to check out the Ward's 10 Best Interiors winning vehicles on display, see supplier technology exhibits, and sit in on your choice of 9 sessions covering everything from reimagining the HMI to what's new in luxury and innovative materials. Seating is limited, so visit autointeriors.com now to reserve your spot. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching and have a great weekend.
Ward's is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.